kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all unseren Einhörers. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, da mit euch allen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. So here we are today, the three Ks. Judy has taken a day's leave, and we hope to have her back next week. Today, we will be bringing you an interesting show on the Kumsitz, which as always is focused on the spirit of Yiddish. We would love to hear from you, so please send us an SMS on 34519, or a telegram on 0618951019, or an email at onair@chaifm.com. Heint ist dem 2. November in 2023, wie die Zeit flitt. Wir seien bald dem Ende von der Jahr.
Welcher Jahr? Okay, good.
As usual, Ronnie will be telling us some interesting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And after the story, later in the program, Ronnie will throw in a few words, English words for translation to Yiddish. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will give us some insight into Jewish matters, and I'm certain that a chat will be of interest to all. Shoshana, give us a hint about your topic.
Guten Frühmorgen, allemen. Ich will reden, was ich gesehen im letzten Portag. Bilder und Videos von einem Mann. Sein Name ist Shai Groucher. Er ist ein Mann, he's a one-man Achtungsmaschine. Als Mechob hat angeheben dort in Israel, hat er gemacht ein Warehouse für alle Sachen, was er reingekommen von der ganzen jüdischen Welt zu helfen den Soldaten. Und er hat Clothing, Army Bullet Vests, Singers, Gemorres, Zivilen, Zitzes. Die Soldaten hat gefragt für die Zitzes. So haben sie gemacht. The singers kommen zusammen, zu geben Chibzuk, sie tanzen, sie singen, er macht Barbecues für sie, und mit Fleisch und Vegetables und Saladen, warm clothes, because jetzt ist angefangen zu ein bisschen sein kalt dort, Kids für die Weiber, für Shabbos, für die Mischwoche, er geht zu den Hospitalen, zu Menschen, die sind krank. Sie geben Chibin zu Chizuk zu sehen, er bringt allein den Singers dort in Eiche zu helfen sein, er bringt sie Matonnes und Matonnes für Kinder, die Menschen, die weggegangen von seinen Plätzen, er bringt Linnen und Sachen für ihn, was sie zu haben. So there's a man by the name of Shai Groucher. He's a one-man Achtos machine. He's going around helping the soldiers. He built a warehouse in this town to distribute all the stuff that's coming in from the whole Jewish world for the soldiers, for their wives, for the displaced persons. And the last thing was gesehen, he brought in a machine powered by a generator with 10 washing machines to the border to wash the clothes of the soldiers. Das nicht gekannt, waschen das für über 2 Wochen. Das ist ein paar von den Sachen, was ich jetzt sagen kann.
Okay, guter sei.
This is the Kumsitz.
Ronnie, the teil unser Master.
Kann ich dir sagen, Ronnie, one second, kann ich dir sagen, eine Sache. Sie sagen, dass es ein Melchome shal Mitzwe, Melchome shal Emes gegen Ra.
Das ist noch eine Sache. Ich habe gewollt reden, ich bin am, was Shoshana hat jetzt gesagt, Emes verschickt, das ist nicht der einzige. Er ist einer von Mapo.
Ja.
Jetzt habe ich gekriegt, wo es sich schickt 80 Tonnen. 80 Tonnen, wir haben genommen eine 747 Jumbo Jet und sie geschickt Schreire in Israel. Er sei hier, his name is Uri Gubi. Er hat geschickt Mediziner, Schich, Unterkleider, because es wird bald sein, kalt dort, ja. Und Schich, und mir echt von Danat geschickt Sleeping Bags. Und dort hat er echt gestoppt. Aber er geschickt 80 Tonnen auf seine Cheshbon.
Oh, wow.
Hat gekäufte Sachen, hat nicht gefragt Menschen, hat gesehen, was er da in Amerika, ja. Genommen 747. It's unbelievable, so, was er tut sich an.
There's this fellow Uri.
Yeah. Gobley.
All right, Uri Gobley, an American who chartered a 747, filled it up with everything that...
80 tons.
80 tons of
goods. His name is Gooby, G-O-B-E-Y, Gooby.
80 tons of goods, sleeping bags, underwear, medicines, everything that the Israelis will need. For his own account, he paid for it and sent it. So it's not just one person who's doing good. There are a whole bunch of people who are doing good quietly.
Unbelievable.
And doing their...
Not so thing. Quietly. It's really... Yeah,
well, it's quite... Yeah, I'm sure he's not happy that everybody knows about it. I'm sure he did it on the basis of... Yeah, but that's somebody who got wind of that.
He's doing it and
sending it out.
No, you can't believe what their people have done. Yeah. You know that they shipped 54 cargo planes to Israel with equipment. 54.
With equipment?
With equipment for the army.
Unbelievable.
No, well, we came on the event, the 150,000 noch Menschen in the Zava.
Yeah.
We not Zava, but yes,
What? Reserve ist reingekommen,
250.000. Das sagt Menschen, und dann dürfen sie geben Kleider, Maschinen,
Weapons.
Also darf tun alles Ding. Du hast nicht keine Ahnung, was geht tun dort. Wir haben nicht keine Ahnung. Wir haben eine kleine. Wir wissen kein
Sache. We don't know what's going on there. We have a very small idea.
Hast du gehört von den Nissen, was passiert? Einer von den Reserves gekommen und sein gegeben sei zu schießen. Und sie hat nicht gehabt Zeit zu geben, nach Kuck, wie die Maschine arbeitet. So there was a reserve who came, they gave him machines, and they didn't have enough time to check their machines. So they went in, started fighting the terrorists, fought for 3 days. When they came to the shooting range, they found that the whole machine the weapon couldn't work. So the whole thing was the 3 days that it shot and it killed the enemy. It worked. Alan Nissen.
The kinder from the yeshiva from gain alle nehmen a trugen gain sehen die Menschen in der Meisterskeine machen sei freilachen sagen Shalom tun Sachen für sei und tun Sachen für allemen dort in der Meisterskeine.
So there's an old age home, where is it in Israel.
Yeah.
An old age home in Israel where obviously a whole bunch of residents there, and all the time there's boys who come for
girls
who come from girls down
from
to Yeshiva.
From girls Yeshiva?
From the girls to Yeshiva. They go to visit them.
Beis Yaakov, maybe.
Not Beis Yaakov, I think it's
Whatever.
Anyway,
they go to visit them.
Good things.
And they come to visit the residents of the old age home and do things for them, dance for them, sing for them, make them happy, do errands for them, send messages for them, etc., etc.
Yeah, so einmal haben sie gekommen dort und gefunden eine neue Freude in der Platz. Und sie haben gesehen, dass sie eine neue Freude haben, sie gegangen reiten zu ihr. Und sie stört sagt nicht, sie tut kein Sach nicht, sie hört sagt kein, sie tut kein Sach nicht. Sie sitzt.
They went to, there was a new resident who came to live at the old age home, an elderly lady. 92 years old, and they went to visit her and say hello to her, and she just sat there absolutely still. She didn't move. She didn't respond to anything. She just sat there.
So noch ein paar Minuten hat sie angefangen zu reden. Sagt sie zu der Mädelach dorten. Ihr Name ist Rivka. Sie ist gekommen von Krakau nach dem Milchoma. Und sie ist kein Sach nicht getan auf Jüdischkeit. Kein Sach nicht getan. Wir sind gekommen dort, Erev Puri machen den Preis ein bisschen freilich. Sie weiß nicht, kein Sach nicht von Gott. Sie ist verloren alle ihre guten Sachen, was sie gewinnen mit ihr in Yeshiva in Krakow. Years and years and years and zurück.
So this lady, whose name was Rivka, she spoke, said to the girls, and she told them that she had come after the war, Second World War. She was brought up in Krakow, and because of the suffering there, she had lost all her belief in Yiddishkeit, had nothing to do with it, and didn't know what was going on. By the way, these girls had just come Erev Purim to, you know, try to make the people, residents happy and whatever have you. But this woman said she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know anything.
Sagt sie, wenn sie gesehen der Mädelach, hat sie angefangen zu reden mit sei. Sie gesagt, von wann es kommt hier? Sagt, sagen sie, kommt von Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov, sagt sie. Ich habe gewonnen in Beis Yaakov in Krakow. Joren and Joren, Joren Sarik. And sie angefangen zu reden mit sei.
So they started talking, and she asked these girls where they come from. They asked her where she came from, and she told them she came from Krakow in Poland. And where do you girls come from? And they said, well, they come from the yeshiva, their schooling is Beit Yaakov. And she's unbelievable. She says, I was at Beit Yaakov in Krakow during the war years myself.
And then hat sie angefangen zu reden und sein sehr frei und freilich ein bisschen.
So she, after she found this mutual understanding where they both had the same old schools. Yeah. Well, her old school and where the girls were, she started talking to them and was opening up and talking.
Sie angefangen zu weinen, haben sie gesagt, für was weint ihr? Sagt sie, ich habe gekannt, haben Kinder eigentlich wie ihr seid jetzt mal, was die Geister gerangen. Ich habe nur eine Schwester, und sie erhält auch keine Sache nicht von Jüdischkeit, sie weiß keine Sache nicht. Und ich habe verloren eine Sachen.
So, all of a sudden she was listening to these girls, and then all of a sudden she burst out crying. So they said to her, well, Rivka, why are you crying? She said, well, you know, when I think back now, I could have had a whole bunch of grandchildren like you girls, had I continued to stay in the, you know, in the scheme of things. And I've got a sister who also left Yiddishkeit, and we're just alone, just the two of us.
Ja, sagt sie, ja, wir haben Kinder, ich bin ein, ja. So sagt sie, und sie angefangen, sie geweint. Sagen sie, Stillsach, will auch kommen sehen, will sein zusammen, freilach, und sein, du wirst gehen zurück zu deinen jungen Jahren.
So she just continued crying terribly, and the girl said to her, don't worry about it. We'll come and visit you, and we will take the place of what you basically lost. She said, well, it's very difficult because I've lost everything and I don't know anything. They said, don't worry, we will be there to help you.
Kommen Sie, Sie haben weggegangen, because they're going dort in Woche dick, alle Woche kommen Sie dort. Kommen Sie rein, der zweite Woche, und Sie gucken für Rivka. Kennen Sie finden Rivka?
So, girls used to come and visit the old age home every week. So they come back the next week and they look around for Rivka, and she's not there. They look and look and look, can't find her. She's not there.
Haben sie nicht kennt, haben sie gegangen zu der Krankenschwester, kranke Schwester dort, und gefragt, wo ist Rivka? Sagt sie, du weißt, wo ist Rivka gegangen sein, ihre Schwester, und in der Weg hat sie gefallen und zerbrochen ihr Rücken.
Hi.
So the girls went, they couldn't find her, so they went to see asked one of the nursing sisters. You said a kranke Schwester. I was thinking that could be her sick sister, but I worked out you meant a nursing sister, right? and said, "Where's Rivka?" And said, "You're not going to believe it, but after you girls left last week, she went for a walk and she went down the road and she fell and she broke her back."
Oh,
she went to visit her. She went to visit her sister. I've got all the Schwesters to
meet. Yeah. Anyway, so
she went to look for her sister, and she unfortunately fell and broke her back. And yesterday, unfortunately, she passed away. So that's so she basically she realized that what she had missed out, and because it's sort of in the week that had passed, these girls had looked after her and spoken to her and whatever have you, she went to the next world in peace.
This is the Kumsitz.
Ronnie, your story, unbelievable once again.
We try.
I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts, Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan, and here we are back on air on the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. We're going to continue the show with Shoshana talking about her specific topic.
Rabbi Shimon Wolpe. Er gewinnt da, geboren da in Johannesburg, er gewinnt da vor Weininger ein paar Jahre und jetzt wurde er jetzt gegangen zurück in Eretz Israel. There's a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Shimon Wolpe. He was teaching here at the Osameach Ladies Shiurim. He was here, he was born in South Africa, he lived here for many years and now he's gone back to Eretz Israel for Yontif. He went back for Rosh Hashanah and to live there. And Ed gesagt dem Meister, was er passiert mit dem Malchoma. Gesagt in nette Wort, haben sie, der IDF gezählt dem Meister zu ihm. The IDF told this story to them in nette Wort, which is not far from Gaza. Haben Hamas, Terroristen gesagt, dann gegangen dorten, reinzugehen dorten zu schießen den Menschen. Und at the entrance haben sie gesehen, 3 sheiks. The sheiks were very angry. Gewinn sei ein Kass mit sei und gesorgt zu sein, nicht reinzukommen da bei sei in nette Wort. Und seit eichel gesehen the Maschine, the Polizei. Eichel gewinn dort noch, aber sei weggegangen von nette Wort und geraten wird der ganze Platz. Als der ADF haben genommen, die Terroristen, sie captured them. So die Terroristen hat gesagt, dem Meister zu sein. Und der ADF hat gewiesen, sie Bilder. Der ADF showed them photos of important people who had lived in the Tivot. And they identified 3 people in the photos who had the faces of the sheiks that came to them. One was the Baba Sali, who lived in Netivot. The other one, he was a Sephardi rabbi. The other one was Rab Yisocha Meir, a literature rov. Ich getroffen Rab Yisocha Meir. Er gewinn the uncle from Rabbi Pfeiffer Zatzal. Und the andere, the dritte gewinn Rav Abba Jail. Abba Jail, er gewinn am Bekubel. So das gewinn die 3 Bilder, was sie haben gesehen, zu nicht heranzukommen zu Nativort. Ja. Das ist der Meister, was sie selber zeigen.
Unbelievable.
So, should I explain a bit more in English, or? Okay. So, when the, Rabbi Shimon, Wolpe tells a story that he heard that Netivot, which is not far from Gaza, was being attacked by the terroristen, the Hamas terrorists who were captured by the IDF, told the following story. And then when they came to Netivot, they tried to get in, but at the entrance, they saw 3 sheiks. And the sheiks, they identified from photos that the IDF showed them were from the Baba Sali, who lived there, Rabbi Yisachar Meir lived there. In the last couple of decades, they were there. And Rabbi Abagel, he was a Mekubal. So these were the faces of the sheikhs that they had showed them the photos of. And they said that they were angry and they told them not to come into Nativot. And also they had seen police cars in the area, so they left it. Hmm. And that is how the place was. I heard this, ich hab das gehört, the Meister Shabbos, und ich hab gehört the recording for Rabbi Shimon Walpi noch Shabbos.
It's unbelievable how things happen for the good.
Yep.
Yeah. And zwei Nächte zurück habe ich gesehen, a website. The man's name is Avi. I kenne the zweite Namen von sei. Two nights ago, I saw a website started by a man by the name of Avi. Sorry, I don't know details, but I saw the clip. And he said he started this website to ask people to take on a Kabbalah, to take on something extra to be able to help the war in Eretz Yisrael. So it can be Chesed, Tznius, Shabbos, or to hit on Shabbos better, to look out, to keep Shabbos better, not saying any Loshon Hora, saying Tehillim, doing Chesed. And within the first couple of hours that he put this on the website, he had 100,000 people coming onto this website to take on a Kabbalah.
From the whole world.
From the whole world, from the whole Jewish world. And that was two nights ago. So
he's got a million by now.
Yeah. So the whole Jewish world is getting on to it. Whatever a person can do, physically, mentally, spiritually, the whole of Klal Yisrael is working. And there's this one shul in Monsey that they have the Tehillim. Every after Shachar Minchas Maariv, they have every day they have a, and I'm sure this goes on with many shuls.
Have you got the website of that?
I tried to find it before I came here, but I will send it to you, Mr. Shem, when I do find it.
Okay.
Now there's a bigger problem that it will take generations to sort out after this war. I saw a picture from Chayenu that they sent through. What they went through last week, and they had 1,000 kids in a school in Israel. They'd made food for them and clowns and all that to try and change their matzav ruach, their
mental state.
And they had it, and all of a sudden the alarm went off and these kids started screaming. And it's going to affect them in years and years to come. So then they brought in a couple of people, you know, psychologists to help them to try and sort them out. But this is going to affect kids for years and years.
Aber Ron, kann ich sagen eine Sache?
Sure.
The Jeden gewesen in Mitzrayim. The Jews were in Egypt, and we were battered physically, mentally, spiritually in every way. When we came to Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed us all. So Mitzrayim Hashem with the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us all.
Yeah.
Isn't that a point
to make? It's a good comparison.
It's a good comparison, but I still feel for those kids.
We certainly
and,
do.
And it's a really, and that this we don't, they don't show on television. The Nigivus and Givisendos have the television, the Nigizendos, and Nigizend the Bamkas was on Oisgiboy to Otnians, because then, 40 Fuß Untergrund, haben sie gemacht tunnels. A tunnel in Yiddish is a tunnel.
But the geld was the ganze Welt geschickt.
Alle geschickt. No, the ganze Europe geschickt the geld.
The ganze Welt geschickt zu sei. Zu helfen, ja, zu helfen. Und sie haben weggenommen das von den Menschen. Und gemacht tunnels. Und Bombes und was it, Rockets und alle Sachen. Gegen uns, ja. Vater, sage ich, das ist ein Commercial MS. Kicking the ra, kicking the evil.
If you think back to the people who survived the Shoah, they also have this mental...
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's, I remember what we're looking at, nearly 80 years after the end of Second World War.
Yeah.
So they've had many, many years to have this problem sorted out.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the numbers are dwindling. There's fewer and fewer of them.
Yeah.
But I know one of them, And there's still that the back of his head, there's always something.
Du kennst ihn, er bleibt da?
No, no, he lives in Israel. But there's always something at the back of his head. Something happens and he thinks, oh, this happened in the Shoah.
Ich hab ein Lied. Ich will sehr.
This is the Kumsitz.
Ich trink. Du trinkst nicht?
Ich trink. I've had a drink here.
Coca-Cola.
But I don't drink and drive. Because if you drink and drive, you might spill it. That's why you're not allowed to drink and drive.
Dieselbe Sache mit Kaffee. Wir können nicht halten the Rädel and trinken Kaffee at dieselbe Zeit.
Heißer Kaffee, ja.
Because you might spill it.
True.
Yeah. So Cindy, of course, couldn't go by without being heard.
Yeah, what's up, see?
Wow, what a fabulous and interesting show today. Thanks. I'm Yisrael Chai.
I'm Yisrael Chai. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, that's what that youngster was singing on this song. Ronnie told me that it's a 12-year-old boy who was singing it.
In front of an Aaron Kodesh. It was unbelievable.
In front of in the shul, saying that how wonderful the people of Israel are and how
and
great
they are.
And to
give chizuk to the soldiers.
And, praying for the safety and benefit of the soldiers.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, when we have trouble, we stand together as one nation.
The greatest thing is, in Mitzvahshem, the Achdus wird ongehen. In Mitzvahshem, we have peace and the solidity, the unity
will stay.
Will stay.
Yeah. Anyway. Hopefully.
Should we do some
well, better. Hold on, I just got to talk about to our listeners. You know, got to send them a message. So to all our listeners, share your thoughts with us on any topic you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or talk about a particular topic in upcoming shows. Send us an SMS on 34519, text us on Telegram at 0618951019, or even email us from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie, you've been bursting to give us some words.
Okay, what's terrible?
Gewaldig.
Gewaldig?
Schlecht.
That's the word I had. Okay. Right, what is leftovers?
Übergebliebene.
You people are too clever.
Übergebliebene Essen.
You're too clever, okay.
Is that right?
100%. What's when you got a stomachache, was sagt man?
A boichweitig.
You know, I can't stump the team, as they say.
But I'm sure you're happy about that.
I'm very happy. I'm happy that you all understand Yiddish.
Hold on. There's a whole long of saying like that. She puts it mirin boy. She zuz it mirin
ever.
She
crank me in the beina.
Das ist doch just noch einmal.
She crank
me in the beina.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you afterwards just now. Okay. What's the last person?
The best mensch.
Yeah. Jeez, people are good. What's a cheapskate?
There's a word for it.
Yes,
as a karga.
Karga could be word, yes. It could be karg. The other word?
I can't think of it, but...
A schnorrer.
I knew it.
Okay, you knew it. Okay, good. What's a celebration?
A simcha.
Shoshana. What's cold-blooded?
Kaltblutig.
Yeah, unbelievable. What's a brick?
A stein.
No. A brick.
A brick is a brick.
No,
a brick in English is a kick.
That's another story.
Sorry, we're translating the wrong way.
You're going the other way.
Sorry.
A brick to buen medos.
Yes, me buen medos.
Oh, Ronnie, you're entitled to get one.
One, yeah, right? Okay. You know what it is? Siegel.
No,
it's a ziggle. What's the exit? What's Rockman the exit?
A roisgang.
Yes, yes, you people are very good. What's far?
Right.
What's clean?
Rain.
Is and another word with it.
Rain
and?
Chlor.
Zäuber,
yeah.
Okay, what's to depart?
Abwegs again.
No, it's the port. It's again an airport. It's again off an aeroplane.
Avec foreign.
Oh, no, again a reise. Gain to a reise.
No, reise is a trip.
Trip. So, we darf a weg gain to gain to the reise.
No. Okay. I'll leave it to you to think about it. I'll give you another word in the meantime. What's a citron?
A etrog.
Yes, you see, he knows the business. What's an expert?
I'm a mumcha.
Mumcha or a maven, yeah. Very good. Okay, what's to relate?
To detailen
is the right word. Okay. When it's raining and it's pouring, what do you say?
Pluchet.
And?
Cats and dogs.
Okay, that's right.
Serigans.
Yeah, very good. Okay, what's a collarbone? I'll already catch you somewhere.
Collarbone.
A plate is a shoulder.
Yeah.
So this is leben the plate.
Leben the plate. You think that's the answer?
A collarbone helps us to the plate.
No. It's called a kolner.
A kolner.
Bane.
Kolner bane. Okay. Okay. Oh, but does it still get into the?
It makes the noise. Was of course rough to call. When you say you get it, it's rooking. Took my vein. I can't deny that.
Okay.
My vein.
Shoshana.
Yeah.
Bruder's geworden a doctor.
Yeah.
Nein, noch nicht. Ich plane wird.
Ah.
Ich sage, 80 Jahre alt, ich kann sein, ja, Doktor. Aber ich bin sie in ganzen.
90 zu sein, Doktor.
Ja, das kann sein,
bitte. Du hast 10 Jahre zu lernen, du hast lernen, wie zu sein.
Und was will ich tun, auf 90 Jahre gehen, versuchen Menschen?
Nein, wir werden ein Professor noch dem.
Und was wird das tun?
Zu lernen, andere Doktor, wie uns zu gehen.
Und ihr beide seid nicht in Ordnung. Rechert etwas.
Ich kenne keiner schmecken.
Du reichest etwas. Boom. Okay. What's a scissors?
It's like a schnurrer. I couldn't think of it. It's the same. It's also on the end of. We used it every day as children. You knew it. Your mother told you all the time.
Yes. To bring you.
A shira.
Very good, a shirala. Very good, eventually you get it.
You see, if you think long enough.
Yeah, okay. What's a tune?
A lead?
No, that's a song.
So a lead is a okay.
You need to know the tune in order to sing the song.
Yeah. Ruf doch an Anigen.
Anigen.
Oh.
Richtig.
Okay, what's impossible?
Unmöglich.
Unmöglich.
Very good.
Very good.
A beautiful word there.
It's unmöglich.
Eventually.
Zum Sof.
Noch Zeit.
Zum Sof.
Zum Sof. Oh. Kumazoris. It's arrived. Okay, so we just got that one word that you haven't got yet.
What was it again?
Departure.
Verlassen.
No.
Wegzugehen.
No. What does it say in Israel where you got arrivals and departures?
That's the Hebrew.
Yeah, but it's probably
I'm not sure.
Okay, nu zogam.
Zogam. Du willst wissen?
Yeah.
Ob Schneid Zeit. On departure, on time, basically.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, so we got all the words. You lost three. And then, already known.
We wissen das.
Wir kennen.
We're already advised, yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Wir wissen das jetzt.
Good. Huh?
Geendigt.
Ja. Ich.
Ja.
Ja.
Guter sei.
Dank.
Für was jetzt will ich sagen, noch ein Wort.
Also.
This is the Kumsitz.
Shoshana, I see you have something to say
there. Ich habe ein paar Meister, aber der Meister gewinnt ein guter. ich denke, alle seien gut. Gewinne eine fromme Mischproche und eine von den Kindern hat weggegangen von weg. It was a from family and one of the children went off the derech. Und der Vater erzählt dem Meister, als nicht geredet mit dem Kind, weggegangen, nicht gewusst, was passiert zu seinem Kind. He didn't know what happened to his son, who went away. Der Sohn gekommen zu ihm in Acholem, zwei Tage nach der Schießen, noch der Schabbos, noch Oktober 7, gekommen zu ihm in Acholem und gesagt, Tata, du darfst nicht sagen, this little boy, this boy, came to his father in a dream 2 days after October 7th. It was a Monday night. And he had gesagt, as I had gewinnt mit meinen Chaverim, alle Menschen, alle meinen Chaverim gewinnt, auf der Derech, ich bin gegangen zu the festival, the Shabbos in the Free. Und wir gewinnt dort zusammen, und wir haben gesehen, die Terroristen, was kommen zu uns, zu schießen uns, haben wir alle getan zu Schuwe. On the spot, we all did teshuva, because they saw that there's a whole bunch of them that went off the dead, but they were all from families. They saw these terrorists coming towards them. On the spot, they did, and we've got stories in our history of people who've done this. And mein gesagt teshuva, und sie haben geschossen uns, und sie sind gestorben. Aber jetzt hatte der das wissen, du kannst hoffen nachher. Ich lerne mit sie alle. And this is a true story that this story of the dream, a true story that happened.
I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots of stories in time to come.
Yeah, but mein verloren Asach mentioned them.
And what about 4.5 more?
Yeah,
I think it was 4,500, but more than that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was the last time I heard was anyway.
Yeah.
So, just a reminder for all our audience out there to send us your comments on any matter or topic for discussion. Send your comments by SMS on 34519, Telegram on 0618951019, or by email at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. And you can send us an email from anywhere in the world. So, Ronnie, what else have you got to say?
There
was a lady on a bus traveling from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak.
And she came from Bnei Brak and she arrived from Otto and she asked them, who bleibt Chaim Kavnevsky?
She got off the bus in Bnei Brak and she asked someone passing by, where does Chaim Kavnevsky live?
Chaim
Kavnevsky.
Chaim Kavnevsky.
So, the Yingel gesagt, sie guckt nicht aus, sie ist a Fruma, sie ist nicht a Fruma, ich will nicht mit ihr nicht sagen, wo sie, geh auf dem Seite, und sie nicht gewinnt der rechte Seite.
So there was a youngster talking to her, she didn't appear to him to be a religious lady.
Well, not well dressed.
Not well dressed, so she wasn't going to give her the answer, so she said to her, just go across the road there and walk down.
People ask, yeah. Kommt er heim und sagt sein Vater, du weißt, was wird passiert zu mir heim? Ich hab gegangen, und sie sind froh, und sie gewollt sehen den Rauf, und ich hab geschickt auf den zweiten Derech.
So he came home and he says to his father, you know what happened to me today? There was a lady who asked me to see the rabbi, and I sent her the wrong way.
Because
she wasn't dressed properly.
To go into the rov. Sagte der Vater, sagte, wenn es den ganzen Meshuge, Kind, der rov kann handeln, was er darf handeln, er weiß, wie zu handeln, Menschen.
So the father said to the kid, are you mad? He says, what's the matter with you? The rabbi knows exactly how to deal with people, never mind how they dress, they're not important.
Hat er reingelaufen dorten, hat er reingelaufen, und gegangen, gefunden in der Freude.
So the little boy, he ran.
And he had geweint, and geweint.
He was, He was crying because his father picked him out. He ran out the house and he went and he looked for this lady.
And when Gesenia had angefangen zu weinen, gesagt, Slicha, Slicha, Slicha.
And he found the lady and he apologized to her and he kept on apologizing to her.
Sie ist reingegangen beim Rav, beim Sof.
Eventually she found the rabbi.
And sie gefragt a Brocha.
And she asked for a blessing.
And was weit passiert? Because sie nicht schwanger war, Jahren und Jahren nicht gekannt haben ein Kind. Er hat gegeben ihr a Brocha, und mit einem Jahr später hat sie gehabt ein Kind.
And what did she ask? She asked the rabbi for a blessing. So that she hadn't fallen pregnant for many years. And guess what? A year later, this lady fell pregnant and had a child.
Yeah.
So it's almost time for us to say goodbye. The three Ks, Ronnie, Shoshana, and Hilton. We will be back with you next week at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM.
And all the best for the Chalabek.
Ah, the Chalabek.
Yeah, Hein Banach, the Chalabek.
Wishing.
I have gesehen, was passiert in Cape Town nächten. Sag Menschen.
Oh, fortune.
Yeah.
Wishing all our listeners a good Shabbos. And to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew, stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. Good Shabbos.